الإشروع خلق ألف كوف تسا ديزاين دي conclusions يوم المعرخة نسينو لبرير يسدس عبدا عتميس بتكون مدي سينو. We try to clarify the foundations of self-improvement. من هنمنا it is impossible لبرير يسدس عبدا لخور دم بطي to clarify the foundations of عبدا for every individual لفي هركب مدي سافو according to his particular mix of midois. That's obvious. גם לא יבירנו את כל המידעים, nor did we clarify all midays. עדיין רבה העבודה, there's still much work לפני כל אחד ואחד, for each individual, לברר מידי סב, דרכי עבודה סרפטית, to clarify his own midays and his own paths in עבודה. בכל זאת, but still, בלי העיקרים המבוארים בפרקים הקודמים, without the fundamental ideas clarified in the previous chapters, אי אפשר להגיע לידי שלמות כלשהי, it would be impossible to reach any type of perfection. ואם העיקר מלול, having covered those fundamental ideas, הנחנו את היסוד לפריסו מידי סכולן. We laid the foundation for the health of all midays. So the foundation has been laid, and of course the individual then has to develop it and continue given his own circumstances. ואם כל מה שביארנו, לא יפרקנו את היסוד המוטל על כל יחיד, with all that we explained, we haven't removed the burden placed on every individual, למצוא דרכיו בעבודת המידעים. Again, to find his own paths, his unique approaches to עבודת המידעים. כלל גדול אומר הגר"א. This is in commentary to משלי. The pasuk says, מחשבויס בעצה תיכון. So the first part of the phrase speaks about taking counsel. ובתחבולויס עשה מלחמה. You must wage war with tricks, with diversions. תחבולויס, yeah, tricks and... איך ללך, so this is the commentary of the Gaon, איך ללך בדרך השם, the general path, the way to walk in the paths of Hashem, צריך להסייעץ עם חכמים וצדיקים, one needs to consult, one needs to get advice from חכמים וצדיקים, הולכים כבר בדרך השם, who have already trodden this path, ולא הסנגפו באבן נגף, and they didn't stumble upon rocks, they weren't defeated, והוא היצר. So that's the first part of the pasuk, which speaks about taking a choice. However, וללחום עם היצר הרע, צריך בעצמו להסיס תחבולויס. The person has to work out the strategies and the tricks and whatever it is. ואינו מועיל לזה היצר בלבד, בלי תחבולויס. Just taking counsel from others will not do it. The author says, מה מאוד מאומתים הדברים. How these words are validated in practice. דרך בעבודת השם מקבלים מגדולי הדור. Just a general path in עבודת השם. So that comes from גדולי המוסר. אך במלחמת היצר אי אפשר לסמוך על עצות של אחרים לבד. In מלחמת היצר, one can't just constantly rely on the way that other people take and their particular stratagems. זה השאל עצות על כל צד ושאל בעבודת המידויס. A person who's looking for advice and counsel with every step in his עבודת המידויס. סימנו כי אין הדברים נוגעים אליו בעומק. That's an indication that the words haven't touched him deeply, ואין הוא מוכן להשקיע מחשבה והגיעה בעיבוד מידי סב. He's not prepared to invest thought, effort, in processing and improving his midays. It's just in a way an escape route to just ask at every point. Elsewhere, we learned this elsewhere in Aleishur, he applies this more generally, just in general to a person's constantly asking she'elos, and that's something negative. He classifies this as a lack, a shortcoming in das. A person with das, first of all, works things for himself. Then, having worked through the issues, having identified the problems, having suggested perhaps certain steps, then one can go and ask and see whether his own thinking was correct and get advice. But a bar das first thinks through issues himself. He doesn't just dump it at somebody else's footstep at every step of the way. Seif davar, says the author, at the end of the day, אחרי כל מה שנסבאר, after everything we have clarified, ואחרי כל מה שאפשר לבאר, after everything that could be clarified, נשארה עבידה סמידס, עבידה צפונה. עבידה סמידס remains a hidden עבידה, אשר על האדם לעבוד בינו לבין עצמו. The person himself has to do it. There are shortcuts. בעירנוס ובשחדשוס תמיד יש, with an alertness, a constant alertness and rejuvenation, כי תמיד יש לשים לב למידויס. A person always has to pay attention to one's midays. אולי יותר מספק לו להכיר את עצמנו, perhaps one doesn't know oneself sufficiently. Perhaps there's been a change in midos over time. One can't just conduct this business on autopilot. With everything that we've toiled, to know, first of all, as you said, self-knowledge, and then letaken, we'll reach deeper layers within our soul. We'll discover the tendencies that we had not known about. They, in turn, will become the subject of our avida. There's no end to the work of perfection. In another place in Mishlei and Perek Daled, we've quoted this before. Ki ma she'adam chai, the purpose of a person being alive, the point of a person being alive, hu kedei lishboir ma shelo sheva ad hinam eisah hamida, in order to demolish whatever part of that negative midah that he hasn't done yet. Toiras hamidoisi avidasam shel bnei ha'aliyah. This Torah is for the elite, the bnei aliyah. Yeshnam bnei aliyah bedorenu, the ob bnei aliyah in our generation, k'mo b'cholo, like there are in every generation. There are just as few today as there were yesteryear. There's a paraphrase of what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said to his son, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, that there are very few Bnei Aliyah in every generation. Bnei Ho'aliyah Bedor Zeh, in this generation, they begin, they begin from a much lower level than in previous generations. V'akeshaim, and the difficulties they face, merubim ha'shadkum, are more numerous than in previous generations. Mi'ut hadayrois v'timtum alev, the fact that generations are declining, that's not something that is subject to some theoretical discussion, argument. It's just the reality that the generation becomes less and less sensitive. Hashayef le'aliyah, a person who aspires to grow. Chash oisam be'atzmoy, by himself, feels these things. Mi'ut adorot and timtum alev, v'yachas le'ziknei hador v'udim kadmonim. In comparison to ziknei hador and people from previous generations, one can sense it easily. Umi she'ein oved be'atzmoy, those who are not involved in trying to perfect themselves and improve, ein ro'ei lo mi'ut ve'lo timtum. They won't see. They won't see the decline and the lack of sensitivity in our hearts. Ach gam aliyah v'tikun mi'ut ve'lo timtum. Such people will also be very far from growth and development and improvement. Toiras hamidois nitzchisi. The Torah of Midois is eternal. Vilchois deois loinoflos vilchois shabbos. The halachois of deois, as the Rambam puts it, and there he discusses Midois, are not inferior to vilchois shabbos. Veloid, not only that, elahein hein kiyum mitzvas halicha midrachav isboah. That's the fulfillment of the mitzvah, v'holachta bidrachav. You shall walk in his ways. So Toiras HaMidos is no less than any other aspect of Torah. And it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah to emulate Hashem. Achein, Toiras HaMidos, hi kehayom megedet Sisrei Torah. Indeed, the Torah of Midos today is like Sisrei Torah. It's like a hidden part of the Torah. Hazoyer HaKadosh v'chidvei Arizal, and other essays and books, compositions of Mekubalim, today they're just easily accessible, completely accessible, which is hidden, which is concealed, asher ad hayoim, riv rubahi Torah shebalpe. To this very day, Toiras HaMidos is mostly Balpe. It's mostly not written, it's conveyed from person to person. Utluya b'mashadam meivin midatoy. It depends ultimately on reaching that point we spoke about in the previous chapter and what the person discovers by himself. And this is a remarkable statement because, again, the author wrote this 40, 50 years ago. Today it's much, much more so. Tune into a typical Jewish radio station, and you're much more likely to find some shiur about the Zohar or Kabbalah or this. For every 20 of such shiurim, you might be lucky to find some shiur that will deal with midos. And the same is true for what happens in yeshivos, what happens in shuls, what happens in kiruv. The kitvei amekubalim just a dime a dozen. With terasa midois, hidden. Avazes olenu ladas, we need to know, says the author. Ki ha'oisek b'terasa midois la'alacha ulema'aseh. Person is involved in terasa midois in practice. Hu ha'oisek b'da'as bo'i re'oi. That's the person who's really involved in what Kabbalah is supposed to be. Kabbalah is supposed to be a das bo'i re'oi. But I mean, it's just so distorted and so cheapened that one's much more likely to lose out as a result of involvement in it. Whereas Terasa Midois, that's the Esek B'das Bo'iroi. And we have one indication of it here. The Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, very famous. Koi Omar Hashem, Al Yisalei L'Chacham B'Chochmasoi, let not the wise boast of his wisdom, Al Yisalei Gibor B'Gvorasoi, and the bodybuilder should not boast of his strength, Val Yisalel Ashir B'Osho, nor the wealthy person with his wealth and his acumen and his business wits. No. Ki'im Bezeis Yisalel Yisalel. If anything, one should boast of the following. Haskel V'yadua Oisi. That he knows me. That's something to boast about. The person can say, I know Das Elyon. Ki Ani Hashem Oisei Chesed Mishpat Tzedakah Ba'aretz. Ki Be'ele Chofatzti Neum Hashem. And the Radak comments, V'di'asa'il, when Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu says over here, or Yirmiyahu says in his name, Askel V'yadoya Oisi, to know me, that's something worthwhile. What is this V'di'asa'il? U'laleches B'drachav. Is indeed to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the Pasuk goes on to say, La'ases Chesed U'mishpat U'tzedakah. To turn one's midois, and to be like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to follow in his ways. Kichen Oisei Samu, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. עד כאן מערכה שנייה.